It is truly something unique every day. And I think that's even more true on the higher education side versus typical corporate risk management.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast featuring interviews with insurance and risk management professionals. This is Speaking Insurance. Luke Figuera is the Assistant Vice President for Risk Management and Environmental Health and Safety at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. He's also a board member of the University Risk Management and Insurance Association. In today's podcast, Luke talks about why he chose a career in risk management, what a risk management career entails at a university, and how his department gains trust within the organization. So what is your role as Assistant Vice President? What does that mean?
Yep, so it's a relatively high-level role within the organization. So I report up through the Executive Vice President, which is really kind of the Chief Business Officer, for the lack of a better word, within higher ed. So we've got a pretty visible role that impacts really staff, faculty, students, and all the administrative units across campus. And my role itself is relatively broad in a few different silos.
So what made you want to go into risk management or insurance?
So I actually kind of started my, I would say, risk management insurance career in college. So I went to a small liberal arts school just outside of Chicago. And my freshman year was lucky enough to be selected as the Kemper Scholar for the school. And so there was one student from every class. It was a program that used to have 17 colleges and universities part of it. And so I was the Kemper Scholar for my class, which at the time, when Kemper Insurance existed, meant you had an internship, a guaranteed scholarship and internship every year throughout college. So I started off my freshman year in college interning for Kemper, my first summer in Syracuse, New York, and then the next two summers in New York City. Really enjoyed it. And so my first job out of college, I decided to follow that path further. And my first job out of college was with Chubb Insurance Company in Chicago.
Did you know anything about risk management and insurance before that internship?
Very little. No, about as much as any other college student knows. My plan at the time was to major in kind of finance and economics. And so had some loose understanding of business to the extent you can as a freshman in college. And so really it was on the ground training, I would say.
So now you're in a risk management department within a university. So help us understand what that transition was like, going from the carrier side, new in the industry, to then the risk management side.
Sure. So I worked for Chubb for about 6 years, all on the underwriting side, some within the healthcare practice, and then doing public executive liability, public D&O. Had always kind of felt that based on what I knew of the industry, that I had an interest in the risk management side, kind of the other side of the business. And was really kind of lucky enough to fall into the right time, the right place for a role at the University of Chicago. And so I think I had strong fundamental knowledge of insurance on that side of things. I think what you can't really understand until you get on the job is what does the rest of risk management mean? You know, the operational side of things. What's it like to work for an organization where your role is risk management, but insurance is only a piece of that? And so I think that was where the learning curve really grew from year one.
So why was it that you gravitated more toward risk management versus the insurance side?
I think I always enjoyed the insurance side. You know, I think it was a nice niche. I worked for Chubb for, like I said, Chubb out of college, and I enjoyed it. I think the insurance cycle can start to get stale, right? So kind of every year renewing the same accounts, going through the same underwriting process. And I was looking for a little bit more of a challenge. And I think that's what the risk manager side of things really allows. And people say this about their jobs, and I can say it with 100% confidence, which is no 2 days are the same. It is truly something unique every day. And I think that's even more true on the higher education side versus typical corporate risk management. I mean, there are big companies that have big exposures like products liability. We're dealing with students and faculty and these people that do things that don't always make sense. And it keeps our life very interesting, but fun and rewarding at the same time. I think working for a nonprofit in a university that's so well known and regarded and doing some amazing things on the research and education, it's really rewarding to go to work every day and knowing you're helping kind of further that mission.
Can you give us an example of the kinds of things that you deal with on a daily basis?
Sure. I mean, it truly is different every day, but we have what I would say kind of core partners across campus, right? So we work extremely closely with student affairs. So that could be on student conduct issues. That could be on student, student organizations, student events. So we have very large events on campus. We help on the risk management, so operational risk, emergency planning, things like that. We work really closely with procurement department on things like contracts and indemnification and insurance language there. Very closely with facilities, just in terms of making sure things are safe and operational. I have environmental health and safety is a unit that reports up to me. And so our goal is to make campus safe and make sure our people are safe. And so that's a big part of what we're doing every day. We work closely with things like the police department and even faculty on research. So it is truly a wide cast of people that have an interest in us and that we have an interest in. But again, it's fun. And most people, I think, are willing to work with risk management and see us bringing value versus being a roadblock to getting things done.
So tell us a little bit about what your risk management department is like. How many people do you have? You know, what are the functions within the department?
Sure. So we have kind of the plan. We're going through a bit of a transition right now. The plan is we'll be about 20 people at the end of that. And I've been talking about it in terms of really four silos. And so we've got your traditional risk finance, insurance, claims. Northwestern does run a captive insurance company. I'm the chief operating officer of the captive. And so we run that all through. We're actually self-managed. We don't have a captive manager. We do it all ourselves. So that's one function of the department. We also are building a centralized environmental health and safety function. And so that's new to the university. It didn't exist a year ago. It exists today. We're not where we're going to be in 2 years, but we're getting there. Then we also have business continuity, which we think is also a new addition to risk management, but we think has a great tie on the operational risk side of things. So making sure that if something bad happens, we can rebound from it and can you continue the operations of the university, whether it be housing students or continuing research. And then the last piece is we run the student health insurance program as well. So we've got about 8,000 students that are on the Northwestern health insurance plan, and we run that all through my department as well. So it's a very unique portfolio for a risk manager, but a lot of it fits really well together.
So health insurance, that's unique for a risk manager.
It's actually fun. You know, we've found that, again, it's still a financial risk transfer, and there's an operational component to it that I think we serve pretty well. And so it was a decent fit with our operation.
So where do you feel like the risk management profession is heading?
I think our hope is, speaking on behalf of myself and probably some of the other professionals in Urmia, is we want to be looked at as more than an insurance buyer, right? I mean, that is a core function of the job, and always will be, and is very important, and we should be the technical experts at that. It's great to be the only person on the campus that knows about insurance, right? That means they have to come to you on these kind of things. But I think we also want to get outside of we're just the guy that buys insurance, and really seen as more of a resource for the strategic mission of the university and involved in those discussions. And so I think that's where we're hoping to really take the industry, more of this kind of strategic risk management view versus just purely financial risk management.
Are there different tools that you use to kind of show your organization the value that you bring to the table and, you know, why they can trust you to help them make more strategic decisions?
Yeah, we try. I think, like I said earlier, we've really tried to encourage people to come to us not expecting a no answer, right? That my answer should be, that poses some risk, but let me help you manage it and think about a way to do it that's within kind of our overall appetite or tolerance. And I think for the most part, we've accomplished that. I think people typically will reach out to us proactively. There are some we have to solicit to get to come to our way. But for the most part, I think they see us as a partner on this and not someone that's going to shoot down their great ideas because there's a little bit of risk associated with that. I think, we all view, and if you talk to the leadership in the university, there's risk in not doing things. And that's what we want to avoid is making those decisions of, we don't want to say no to the next big thing because we think there's too much risk there. And so that's my goal and what I try to educate the team on is we have to really be a partner in those decisions.
So what to you are some of the key areas of risk management that if you don't do this, you're going to fail as a risk manager? What are some of those things?
Yeah, one thing I think that gets overlooked a lot, and again, that I try to talk to the team quite a bit about is you really do have to understand every facet of the organization. And you really have to be in tune with the mission, but also every piece of operations. Because if you really don't understand how one decision you make impacts something 3 areas down the road, you're not making the best decision for the institution. And so I think that gets overlooked sometimes, because I think people do get in kind of an insurance buying cycle, and not thinking about, well, what decisions are we making really impact these different organizations, different kind of silos across the organization. So I think that is something that, while it sounds fundamental, if you ask certain people and certain people younger in their careers, they often don't have the full understanding of the organization and of the institution and the mission. And I think you really do need that to be able to be successful on the risk management side.
That's a great point. What, in your opinion, has been your greatest success in risk management?
I do think that one of the challenges is I'm still relatively young in my career, right? And if you look at Ermia, which I'm a part of and sit on the board of, typically risk managers are people that have been there for 25, 30 years, very senior in their career. And so I think my first job, leaving Chubb, my first risk manager job at the University of Chicago, there was an uphill battle with that, right? I mean, how is someone 6 or 7 years into his career in that position, and is he qualified to be making the decisions he's making? And so I do think that was an uphill battle just to garner that respect, both internally kind of across campus, as well as in the broader industry, whether it be insurers, the brokerage community, the peers within Ermia and RIMS. Because I do think, again, it's still a more seasoned role typically. And so for someone earlier in their career, there are some challenges with that.
So do you have any funny stories? I mean, you've got to be, in some of those meetings, the youngest person by far.
Yes, that is true. And I get some faculty looking at me sometimes saying, why am I even talking to this guy? But it is funny. Yesterday, I mean, and I'm not making this up, I was walking around yesterday from a couple of meetings, and someone said, oh, hey, Luke, nice to meet you. Saw my name tag, Northwestern. What year student are you there? And so I had to tell you, I am at Northwestern. I'm actually the risk manager. I'm not a student. And so I get that sometimes, you know, but it's fine. It's fun. I'll take it as a compliment. And I hope that I'm getting that still 20 years from now.
Are there any tips or advice that you would give to someone else sort of following the same career footsteps as you, you know, being young in their career? Anything you would say to them?
Yeah, one of the things that I just think is really important is organizations, and we're seeing this across the board, right, with what's going on in the industry right now, organizations are trying to flatten out. And it's less about, when I started, there was almost, when I started at Chubb, there was almost a prescribed career pattern, right? It was underwriter 1, underwriter 2, underwriter 3, senior underwriter 1, unit manager, right? And you kind of said, well, if I stay here for 8 years, this is going to be my career progression. When you look at the risk management side, there are many schools that have a department of 1, right? Or a department of 2. You're a director of risk management, you're a risk manager, and we're really flat, right, on the administration side. There's not that next level role. And so I think what's really important at any stage in your career is look at opportunities to go wider, right? So it's not always about the next progression upwards, but the more scope you can build in your own personal portfolio only makes you more valuable to that next role down the line. And so that's what I say to everyone, again, on my team, when I talk to students kind of earlier in their career, you know, interviewing, I said, you know, don't be thinking about the next job necessarily. Think about what more you can do in that current role that's not in the job description today. It might not come with a title change or a pay increase, but increases your own kind of scope of responsibility on campus or, you know, within your insurer. And I think that's just something that really becomes a no-brainer at some stage.
So what excites you about risk management or insurance?
It's interesting. You know, when you think about insurance, some people think of something very static, slow-moving, boring, you know, insurance. These are the words that people outside the industry describe it as. But I think if you look at it right now, actually, it's a really interesting time to be in. A lot of new sources of capital coming into the market, new structures. It's getting away from just the transactional nature of buying insurance and more about this risk financing decision. And again, it's elevating the role risk management plays in the organization. So we're having discussions at the board level. We're very tied in with treasury and financial management decisions. And so I think that's exciting, right? That means we're being looked at as more than just a commodity. And I think you're seeing that transformation in the industry.
So what do you feel like is the next step of your career at this point?
I think really, you know, my hope over time is to expand, a wider portfolio outside of just risk management. So looking at these additional areas like business continuity, environmental health and safety, student health, they were a great fit with risk management and allowed me to kind of broaden my own scope. Over time, one of the beauties of risk management is you get to learn these places, right? So you learn a ton about police, you learn a ton about facilities, IT, finance. And so the hope would be, again, you could widen that portfolio more, and there's probably not a next level job internally on the risk management side, right? I'm the top level at that at this point. So I don't have the same thing I would say to someone starting their career, right? I don't have that next job right ahead of me. So it's how can I expand my own reach into other areas? And again, the more you know your organization, the better equipped you are to do that.
Anything that we didn't touch on that you want to touch on?
No, again, you know, for any younger people out there listening, you know, I would say that, you know, it's an industry that's ripe for opportunity, right? It's typically an aging industry, both on kind of the internal risk management side, but also, you know, in the senior ranks of some of the insurers and brokers, and there's tons of opportunity to make it, you know, what you want. And so don't be scared by kind of the, oh, I have to tell my friends I work in insurance. It's actually a great place to work in a pretty stable industry and a lot of fun as well.
All right, thanks, Luke. For more resources, including education and industry designations, visit thenationalalliance.com. To comment on today's podcast or share ideas for future podcast topics, visit the National Alliance on LinkedIn and drop us a comment. This is Speaking Insurance.